Harris followed the boot prints up the narrowing cleft. Suddenly, one pair stopped. Whoever it was had shifted around, trampling his own prints, and then completely new prints, larger, with a different tread, set off again. She frowned at them, trying to remember where she'd seen that tread pattern, then shrugged. It really didn't matter.
He put on overshoes. Why?
Harris waved a hand to hush her. They had to be close. She could tell the slope was closing in ahead of them. If she hadn't been following the tracks, she might have missed the angle to the cave entrance. But the tracks led directly to it. A mat of wilting ferns and moss, a gaping hole into darkness, and a voice. No, more than one voice. She was sure one of the voices was Lupescu's. She pulled Cecilia close.
He's there, ahead of us. And I think it's the youngsters. Stay back. Be ready to shoot if I go down. And watch for anyone behind us.
Cecilia nodded, eyes hard again. Harris crept nearer to the cave entrance, fighting down a surge of excitement that threatened to send her charging straight at Lupescu no matter what. She gave Cecilia a last look and ducked inside. Her eyes adjusted quickly. More light came in the entrance than she'd have thought from outside. She flattened herself against the damp stone to her left and edged around it. There. A big, bulky shape in a protective suit, its back to her, and four faces beyond, pale against the black behind them. The suit had to be Lupescu. Could she get him without hitting them? Was he wearing armor under the suit? And why the suit in this weather? What contamination did he fear? Then, she saw the clenched left hand and caught her breath. If that was a gas grenade. She edged nearer, hoping none of the youngsters would notice her, although she knew she must be a very visible dark blot against the bright entrance.
Go ahead. Won't be any easier for waiting.
Harris stared, just able to make out Ronnie, Bubbles, and Rafa. But who was that fourth young man with the extravagant mustache and a gleam of earring? A friend of Lupescu's? She bit her lip. She could not possibly get both of them before someone else got shot. She reset her weapon for the alternate clip of ammunition. If Lupescu was wearing personal armor, this should penetrate it. More danger to bystanders, but not as much danger as a live Lupescu. But as her eyes adjusted to the dim light, she saw the mysterious young man shift his weight, his expression changing from bewilderment and disbelief to mulish stubbornness, and he dropped his weapon.
I won't do it, and I think you'll find it impossible to explain my disappearance.
Harris aligned her sights and shifted a little to clear Ronnie. It was at best a tricky shot. The ricochets would be wicked.
Not really. An inconvenience, yes, but not nearly an impossibility. It's a pity, and I'm sorry. This is not a sporting proposition.
The canister dropped from his left hand, bounced, and rolled along the stone toward the water. Harris flinched. She was too far away to do anything more. If its seal broke, they were all dead. Ronnie and the prince leaped together and landed on it like two eager players trying to recover a fumbled ball.
Run!
Harris knew it would have been useless. The girls didn't run. After their first startled jerk, both of them seemed to be calmly reloading their weapons. Harris stared at them. They must have known they were in danger. Why hadn't they had a round in the chamber? Then the canister had not fired. It lay under the young men, inert and deadly, only in anticipation. They were alive. They were going to stay alive. Harris rose from her careful crouch and walked light-footed across the cave to Lupescu's body. Not body yet, for he was alive, though mortally wounded. She looked down at him warily. He might have other weapons.
You.
She could not think what to say. All the clever retorts she remembered from history crumbled and blew away in the wind of her anger. And it came to her that she did not need to say much under the circumstances.
Yes. Commander Serrano, with all due respect.
Even dying, even in pain, he had a courage she could not deny. Scorn dragged his face into a mask of contempt.
Wait. You
haven't won yet.
Harris wanted to throttle him, finish it with her fingers on his throat, but she could not do that. Instead, she removed, with such control that she felt herself almost a machine, his other weapons. Cecilia could not have stayed out of the cave after the gunshot if someone had chained her to the rock. She scrambled into the darkness, stumbled into the pool and back out, and came up against the stone buttress that had blocked Harris's vision. Now, shocked and fascinated by her captain's behavior, she had let her attention wander from the cave entrance. When she thought to look around, there was another stranger, this one dirty and ragged, as well as armed. Another stood behind him. He glared at her, his weapon aimed where it could menace all of them.
What are you doing here?
The man looked dangerous, and probably was. He must be one of those the hunters had chased.
I'm Lady Cecilia.
Then she realized he wasn't even looking at her. He was looking past her, at Harris.
Petrus.
Captain Serrano. Harris.
You're with Admiral Lupescu?
Cecilia stared at her captain.
You know this man? Who is he?
Harris shook her head. For that instant, she could not speak.
Petrus with Lupescu? Was he always Lupescu's agent? Was this what Lupescu's dying words meant?
Cecilia started to reach for her ID packet, but the shift of his weapon stopped her hand.
I'm Lady Cecilia de Marctos, as I said. We came looking for my nephew Ronnie and his friends, with the militia.
Petrus still looked past her to Harris.
Ah, the rescue arrives.
He glanced briefly at Cecilia.
Tell me what you know about Admiral Lupescu.
Cecilia thought of objecting, but the weapon suggested caution, even cooperation. She had not realized before just how large the boar could look, seen from this angle.
I don't know him.
She didn't tell you?
Whatever she told me is no concern of yours, young man.
You're not the best judge of that. And you think I'm working with the Admiral?
Cecilia glanced at Harris and recognized her expression for what it was. Sorrow and despair, a great wound. Even when telling the story of her resignation, she had never looked this shattered.
I know he organized the hunt here. And why else would military personnel be here with him?
With him? You, of all people, can believe I might work with that? That... And does it look like I'm with him? Is this a uniform? No, I am not with Lupescu.
He turned away, still pale around the mouth. Cecilia stopped him.
Excuse me, young man. But although you and my captain may be perfectly clear about what is going on, I am not. Harris has told me the Admiral is an old enemy she would rather not meet save over a weapon. When my nephew and his friends disappeared, and we found that Lupescu was expected, she became convinced he had something to do with it.
Your captain? Your employer?
That's right. Captain Serrano signed a contract with me only 2 days after resigning her commission.
He matched her gaze, as if he could pull answers out through her eyes.
And then?
And then she took command of my yacht, and we came here. Now.
Directly?
No. Although I don't quite see what business it is of yours. My former captain had been negligent, if not actually criminal, in maintaining systems. And we had to detour for emergency repair of the environmental system.
The man turned to Harris, the corner of his mouth twitching.
You didn't check things yourself before you started?
The inspection sheets had been faked. Lady Cecilia's schedule had already been set back. She wanted a quick departure and
You couldn't wait to escape. You took your bribe and ran off.
Bribe? Is that what he told you?
He told us nothing except the list of charges.
Charges? But I resigned so they wouldn't prosecute any of you.
Petrus lowered his weapon suddenly and nodded at Ronnie.
Wait. Then it's true what this youngster heard? Are you telling me you resigned to save us without any reward?
Yes. That was the choice. Resignation and no trouble for you or... courts for all. It wasn't fair to put all of you through that. It had been my decision. What do you mean about charges?
That bastard!
Cecilia remembered hearing once that on some planets that was still an insult, although most people were now decanted and not berthed.
He got you out of the way, brought us to trial, and then had us here to play his little games with.
You? It was you he was hunting?
Petrus nodded. Harris shook her head, like someone who has just taken a hard blow, and turned to Lupescu's body with such violence that Cecilia was afraid she would attack it barehanded.
Damn you! I killed you too soon! If only I could...
Cecilia gaped. She had never imagined Harris losing control. Petrus strode past Cecilia and grabbed Harris by the shoulders, dragging her away.
But he's dead. Don't... You can't change it now.
I'd have... done something. It's not fair.
Harris turned a tear-streaked face back to Cecilia.
He took my ship, my career, and then to kill them this way. I'm sorry, Petrus. I didn't imagine this. I couldn't. I believed they'd hold to the agreement.
No, you couldn't. I'm sorry I misunderstood what you'd done.
How many died?
Too many. But it's over now.
It's not over. It will never be over.
But she stood straight, motionless, and Cecilia watched her usual control return, layer by layer.
Well, it's mostly over.
Petrus and the other men whirled, startled, but relaxed when they saw the distinctive uniform of Bunny's militia. The militia captain was grinning at them.
Unless one of you is the wicked Admiral Lupescu.
Admiral Lupescu is dead.
Captain Sigand came nearer, glanced at Lepescu's body, and nodded.
You shot him?
Yes. He was threatening them.
Harris nodded at the young people. Ronnie and the Prince had untangled themselves from each other, the floor, and the quiescent grenade, and now stood more or less at attention. Rafa had gone to Ronnie, Cecilia noticed, as if he were her responsibility. Bubbles stood a little apart from the group, rifle in hand, watching Harris intently. Cecilia had time to wonder why, when both girls were armed, neither had shot the Admiral. Captain Sigand looked them over.
And here's Lord Thornbuckle's daughter, and I presume that's your nephew, ma'am, and the other young lady, and who's this?
The militia captain looked at the Prince, and the Prince looked confused.
Mr. Smith, a friend of the family.
Captain Sigand allowed a dubious expression on his face, and then shrugged it away.
Mr. Smith, indeed. An invited guest? Pardon, but I'm required to ask.
Yes, Mr. Smith has often been an invited guest here. My father will confirm it.
I see.
The captain looked as if he would like to pursue that, but again chose discretion. Well-trained, Cecilia thought. A quick glance at Harris's face, and she caught another well-trained expression. Harris, however, would certainly pursue the matter later.
Well, if everyone will come along, we can get you back to Bandon this evening and fly you back to the main house by morning. Or you could spend the night on Bandon and fly back tomorrow, whichever you prefer.
Cecilia realized she was very, very tired indeed and wanted to sit down.
What about George?
Cecilia awoke only moments later, thoroughly ashamed of herself, to find Ronnie kneeling beside her. He looked, she thought, far worse than she possibly could, with that colorful pattern of bruises on his head and face, his muddy, still wet clothes, and the pallor of exhaustion and hunger. She glanced around for Harris. Her captain was talking to the militia captain, who nodded as he keyed information into a wrist comp. Other militia had appeared. Lepescu's body had already been put into a black bag and lifted onto a stretcher. She saw it being carried out.
Are you all right, Aunt Cecilia?
I'm fine.
She pushed herself up on her elbows. She was too old to faint. At her age, people took it seriously and talked about medical causes.
Just hungry.
She was ravenous and remembered that she had not had breakfast or lunch. Ronnie looked around frantically, as if he thought she expected him to pull a good meal from the rock.
Don't worry. I forgot to eat, that's all.
When she glanced around again, she saw that the two young women were sitting together doing something to each other's faces, and the other young man stood awkwardly alone.
What's the...
Mr. Smith. He's Mr. Smith. I don't know if you've met.
Oh, we've met.
She eyed him, then glanced at the Prince.
Mr. Smith, is it? Did you two arrange to meet here and continue your disagreement?
No, he was here on other business. Finished business now.
Cecilia looked at the prince, who seemed to feel her gaze, and returned it. In the cave's uncertain light, she could not be sure of his expression, but he approached them.
Excuse me, Bonnie. I really do need to talk to you about the duel.
Mr. Smith, you do not need to talk to anyone. Under the circumstances, Mr. Smith, the less you talk to anyone, the better. I very much doubt your father knows where you are.
Well, no, he doesn't, but still...
You would be wise, Mr. Smith, to wait until your father explains your situation more fully. There is no question of a duel. Is that quite clear?
Cecilia put her eye upon him, the eye that had quelled many a brash young man, even when she herself was young. He subsided. Even the stubborn knot along his jaw went away, and the jaunty curl at the tips of his mustache seemed to droop.
What I was going to say, ma'am, was that your nephew's courage in landing on the gas grenade cancelled out any previous disagreement we might have had.
You did too.
Wise of both of you. Now, if someone can find me something to eat...
The Serrano Legacy Hunting Party is continued on the next CD.